So you had Chesmon Bey's two dots, first wide line. So we have this issue that the Reb Chiya was arguing with Reb Yonason. Do we say that the people who are no longer here, people who passed away, are they aware? Okay, because that was the issue. Do you have to pick up your tzitzis in the basic forest or not? So we got sidetracked into a bunch of interpretation of that pasuk, but at the end of the day, that pasuk was brought in that when the pasuk says that the dead know nothing, that's referring to live dead people, not dead people. Dead people do know something. Okay, so but that was two different opinions. So at this point, we still haven't resolved the issue: are they aware or are they not aware? So b'nei Reb Chiya nafik l'kuraisa. Let's see if we can figure out what's going on with these dead people. So the children of Reb Chiya left l'kuraisa. They went out to the villages to do work. I'm just seeing if there's any. Keep the Rashi close by, but I don't see we're up to yet. Okay.
End of the second line of Rashi.
Okay, thanks. So he left out to the villages to be involved in the work of their inheritance. So what happens when you leave the yeshiva, if you don't chazer and you don't stay into learning, things, you know, don't go so well. So clearly what happens is you forget your learning. Rashi says, "Ishtakach tamudam nigirsasam." Okay, they, their learning was forgotten from their, proficiency of Torah knowledge. Yaker huchbar leya machmas shikcha. So it became difficult for them because of the forgetfulness. They really had to work very hard to sort of, what was that again? And didn't we learn this sometime along the way? So it starts getting cloudy and fuzzy, and that's not a good thing. So he started feeling bad. So back to the Gemara. Okay, he says, they were trying very hard to remember what their learning was about. And, they started trying to bring it all back. So one said to the other one, and again, these are the children of Reb Chiya, the great Reb Chiya, Yoda Avun Bahai Tzara, do you think father knows the tzara that we're going through? Is you think he's aware of the difficulty we're having? He says, "Amalei idach." The other one told him, "Mino yada." How would he know about our pain? He's dead, and we're alive. Voksiv yichabdu banav lo yada. His sons will get honor; they will be honored v'lo yada, but he will not know. So the pasuk in Iyuv sounds like when the father passes away, the children might get honor, but the father's not aware. So amalei idach. The other son answers back, "V'lo yada." Well, I understand you have a pasuk, but you tell me that they don't know. I v'ksiv ach besari alav yichav. His flesh will be pained upon him. Nafsha alav tovo. The soul will mourn him. Okay. V'amar Rav Yitzchak says about this pasuk, about the his flesh will be pained and the soul will mourn. What is that referring to? V'amar Rav Yitzchak kasherim alameis. That the worms are bad for a dead person, kamachat b'basar chai, like needles in live flesh. So clearly, if the message is that we are aware and that it doesn't, whatever they have different shatim, what it really means, just but there is some level of awareness. Clearly, when the worms eat away the body, there's some awareness, and it's clearly not comfortable and not good. Whether it's we're not. They say it's talking about spiritual pain and not physical pain. Whatever it is, the point is there's definitely an awareness that I'm not happy. I'm not comfortable in the worms eating away the body. So don't tell me they don't know when they clearly are aware of things. So you can't just sell me on the argument that there's no knowledge there. Amre, the answer is, b'tzari de tu yoda, b'tzari de achrin al yoda, lo yodi. They might know about their own discomfort, but they doesn't mean that they're aware of somebody else's. So that's the other pasuk is referring to what happens to somebody else, but clearly they are aware of their own issues and their own pain. So let's see the Rashi for a minute. Tzar did who? Tzar gufam mamish kigoyin akitza harima, like the pricking of the of the worms of the skin, that they are aware of, but other people's pain they're not aware of. So, you know, that could be, so therefore at this point, it's so shocked that, you know, as far as Reb Chiya is concerned, that could be Reb Chiya was saying that they are aware. In other words, I guess when you're walking around with the tzitzis, is that called other people's pain or your own pain? That could be fitting into the concept that they are aware. In other words, they might not be aware of what's going on with other people, but if you're going to be right near the kever and you're wearing your tzitzis out, that could be my own discomfort that I'm aware I can't do tzitzis while, and you can, that might be called tzara didhu. So, you know, that this might still work out to justify why Reb Chiya was concerned about the tzitzis, dragged along the kever. Okay, but we're still having these issues. Are they aware? Are they not aware? So we sort of have a little bit of a compromise of sort of being able to balance these psukim, but we're not done. Ivatanya, so it sounds like still they're only aware of their own situations right now, the Gemara is saying, but they're not aware of other situations. Really, velo, is that really true? Vatanya, what do you do with this brisa? There's a story about a certain chassid, and the Mefarshim say it's one of the Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Bababa, one of the great Tanoim. Maisa b'chassidecha, shenostan dinner l'oni be'erev or shishana, b'shnei b'tzuros. So he gave away a dinner, a coin, in the Erev Shoshana, in the years of famine. Might not be the best time, as far as the wife is concerned, to be giving away money when things are really tight and we can barely afford to put food on the table. And I'm expecting you to come home for Shoshana with some money to be able to buy, to go to a market to get some food, and you tell me now you just gave it away. So, didn't do wonders for the Shalom Bayis, v'knitasai ishtai. So his wife started getting all upset, and v'halach lo meisa kafaris. What do you do when the wife starts yelling and ranting and raving? You go to the cemetery and you go to sleep next to the dead people. So that's what he did. And v'shamashtei rucho shemesapra zulazu. And he heard two spirits that were talking to one another. So Amrochad l'chaverta, so again, there's a Tana who's sleeping in the basic forest, seemingly on Rosh Hashanah night. They say it's the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but and one of them is saying to their friends, this one girl saying to the other girl, l'chaverta, to her girlfriend, both of whom passed away, Boy v'noshut ba'olam, let's go sort of have a little spatzir around the world. V'nishma machreya pargut, okay, and let's hear from the other side of the fence in the heavenly abode. Ma puranios ba'oliolam, what kind of punishments are coming to the world this year? Because it was just finished. Rosh Hashanah just finished the first day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put into the book different events that were going to be happening this year, and what better? You know, let's have some fun by hovering around the world, hearing from the other side of the curtain there, what's going to be happening this year. So, and Rabbi Yehuda, whatever, this chassid is lying there, sleeping, listening to these, or at least trying to sleep, listening to this conversation between these two girls. So, Amrullah, she answers back, Chaverta, my dear friend, Eini Yuchola, I can't go with you. Shani kvura b'machsel shel konim, okay, because I am buried in a mat of reeds, and therefore I can't go, either because I'm not properly dressed for the occasion, or because they say pshat that the body and the soul don't disengage until the body decomposes, and the body decomposes slower when you're buried with reeds, which don't decompose so quickly. That's one of the reasons why we are buried in the Tachrichim, in these shrouds, because of the linen, because they do decompose quickly, and that allows the neshama to be completely free. Okay, but that's according to one of the mefarshim. But either way, I can't go right now because I'm buried in a very undistinguished fashion with a bunch of reeds surrounding my body. Elul chiyat, but you go umashat shamas amrili. What you hear, tell me. Hochihi v'shata ubav yomrlo. Says she went, and she did her shpatzir. She went on the Concorde, and she went around the world. Ubav yomrlo chaverta. And now when she comes back, the friend says, "Nu chaverti ma shemat me'achuya parga. What do you hear from the other side of the fence or the side of the curtain?" Amrlo. She says, "Some shemati shekol azareya barvia rishayna barat." Malka Oisai. So I heard that whatever gets planted in the first portion of the rainy season, where there are different strategies as to what to plant. So in the first rain season, anything that gets planted then will be destroyed by barod, by hail. So holachu the zarber v'yishnia. So Rabbi Yehuda got a nice tip. So. Of course, halachu. Halachu. See halachu, right there. Halachu. Yeah, just I sometimes get so just ask because I get into it. Halachu v'zara bervia shnia. So what did he do? He got a tip not on the races, not on the stock market, but on the planting. And what did he do? He planted in the second rainy season, okay, Vizarba Vishniya, Shakolom Kula Loka, okay. Everybody else from the rest of the world, of course, who planted in the first season got wiped out. Shaloi Loka. But his was not smitten. His grain was all good. Okay, so this was great. This worked out fine. So I guess I don't think if he got into another fight next year or so, he just simply said, you know what, I think I'm gonna take a little walk, and he went back to basic forest. L'shana acheres, the next year, halach v'lom basic forest. He goes back to sleep in the basic forest. This could be very beneficial. V'shama oisan shtei ruchash mesaper zuzu. We heard these two spirits talking to one another. Amru chalil chaverta. One says to the friend, boy v'noshet bolom, v'nishma mechoya pagid, ma pranas bol yolom. Let's go take a shpatzir and hear from the other side of the curtain what in the world is going to be happening this coming year. Didn't I tell you last year, Eini Yechola, I can't leave, Shani Kavur B'machsel Shulchan, I still got these matted reeds around me, and I can't go. Elechiyat U'mash'at Shemaz Bovi Amrli. You go, and what you hear, you'll come back and tell me. So, Elcha B'shata U'bovi Amrlo Chaverta. So she went and she took the shpatzir and she comes back and the friend says to her, "Nu chaverasi, ma shemat mechuya parget? What did you hear from the other side of the fence? What's the deal?" Amrullah, so she answered back. She told her, "Shemati shekol azareya bervia shnia shidofa malkoso. This year, anything that gets planted in the second rainy season, the winds are going to come and wipe it out." Because what's softer is more susceptible to the winds. What's harder is not. But what's harder is more susceptible to hail. What's softer is not. So depending on what the particular devastation is going to be, that's the decision of when you plant early or when you plant later. Okay. Holach v'zara b'rviya rishayna shall call olam kulay. See, I'm sorry. Holach v'zara b'rviya rishayna. Okay. So he went and he planted as a tip was given to him in the first part of the rainy season. Shalom kulay nishdaf, and shalom nishdaf. And here, two for two, his crop stayed when everyone else's did not. Amalei ishtoy, so his wife is starting to get a little wise here, says to him, "Neimai shtaket shalom kulay loka, v'shalom loka. How come that you seem to keep knowing you picked, you know, the trifecta twice in a row with aqueduct? That's a little interesting. So what's the deal here?" Okay, v'yachshav shekolam kulay nishdaf v'shalchol nishdaf. So last year was the hail, and this year it was the winds, and you seem to be walking out clean as a whistle. So what's the deal? So sachlo kolad varmalu. So he told her all of the details of what happened. He said the whole story from the fight, Rosh Hashanah, the whole spiel. They say, "Lo hayu yomim watim atshenafla ketata ben ishal shal oisa chasid, ben ishal shal oisa chasu ben ima shal shavia." So the legend has it that what they say is what happened is that soon after she found out a major fight broke out between that woman, the wife of the chassid, and the mother of one of the girls in the cemetery who passed away. Okay, you know what happens. Once a fight happens, right, loose lips sink ships. It's you're not going to hold back. Once you know information, and especially even though you might have been sworn to secrecy, or clearly opening your mouth is not maybe the best idea, but she let loose. And what did she say? Amrlo, L'chiv erech bitcha, let me show you your daughter, Mrs. Big Shot. You're blasting me, I'll blast you back. Let me show you your daughter, Shikvura Masel Shalkanim, that you buried her in a mat of reeds. What kind of chutzpah, what kind of disgrace, this is a covenant you showed to your daughter, to bury her in a mat of reeds? What's the deal? So sure enough, I guess, you know, that put the sort of the word out, the words were out there to be heard. Let's see, Lashon Acheres, so the third year, so now the chas is now going for his third year of planting tips. Okay, let's make another killing. Lashon Acheres, Halach V'lom V'Esek Foros, V'Shem Osen Rucho, V'Shem Saper Zuzu, Imzu. And sure enough, he goes and he hears this conversation going on between these two spirits. Now, if we sleep in the basic verse, are we going to hear these spirits? No proof that we will. We're not Rabbi Yehuda, we're not a chassid living in the time of the Tanoim. Okay, and anyway, not necessarily a great idea, especially not Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting how, you know,
whether... So what the wife took from the conversation was to go to the mother of the...
Well, she didn't take to go, but they were in a fight. And once she had that information in her head, and once the fight broke out, she sort of said, oh yeah? So you think I'm rotten? Yeah, look at you. Let me show your daughter. That's what I'll call rotten, that somebody who buries their own daughter in a mat of reeds, okay, and you're telling me that I'm a bad person? So sure enough, they're hearing this conversation. He's hearing the conversation in the third year now. Okay, let's go have a nice spatzir. Let's see what kind of punishment is coming to the world. Amrle chaverti, what?
So the neshamas can go out, and they're not the Shemayim.
Apparently, no. I mean, these are all difficult Kabbalistic ideas, but they say different parts. There's the Ruach, there's the Nefesh, there's the Neshama. The Nefesh stays below, the Neshama goes up high. So it doesn't mean that they don't go up. Maybe they were delayed. You know, it could be a lot of different things. We'll see that the Neshamas could be delayed to go up. You have to first hang out down here for a while before you can go up. Let's see. So she answers back. So this one said, you know, gave out the invitation. Let's go and check out what's going on in the world. She answers back. Leave me alone already. And do not bother me anymore about this kind of spatzering. The words that we are speaking have already been heard amongst the living. So I guess next time we're going to talk, we're going to need the cone of silence or something, but we can't be talking because the living are already hearing what we're saying. Alma, so what do you see from this whole nice long story, very interesting story, but the whole point of the story is to show us that the living do know. I mean, I'm sorry, that the dead do know what's going on in the living, because you see that she found out that the mother found out that she was buried in a mat of reeds. So seems like the walls do have, you know, ears, and dead people can hear what's going on. Okay, Alma Yadi. So don't you see that they do know? Mary says, not necessarily. It could be somebody else died, and once there was a Ruach convention already amongst all the people that were dead, they were having a conversation, said, oh, by the way, you know, your mother knows, because she was alive at the time. So it could be you don't know any new news once you're dead, unless you were told by somebody else who died what happened when they were alive in the world. So it's not a raya that she actually knew it. It could be she was informed, but it does seem on some level there's communications going on, you know, in the next, after death. It seems like there is some level. What exactly how this works? Again, these are things we can't fully grasp. Okay, let's see the... Okay, so we're up to Toshma. Let's catch up on the Rashi's here a little bit. Shtei ruchos shel shtei yilados mesos. These were two spirits of two young girls that passed away. Let's see what was decreed today on the world for the coming year. Shalom nidam Rosh Hashanah, because we know that the world gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. Hapargud mechitz hamavdels be'mokom hashchina. There is a wall that separates the place of the Shechina. Bervi Rishayna, right? That's the expression me'achuya hapargud, from the other side of that wall or that separation. Bervi Rishayna yoyre. This is the rain season. Shalosh revios hein bechira shnia ushlishes. There are three different rain seasons. They're called Bechira, the Shnei Shlishes, Rishayna B'Yudzayim B'Machezvin, Shnei B'Chav Gimel, Shlishes B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Okay, so that's the breakdown of the three rainy seasons of when you, you know, different plantings and etc. Barod Malka Isai, right? So, run the Rashis. So the hail is going to destroy the, that was the decree. She'asid barad lipol, samach revi rishayna. There's going to be hail that's going to fall close to the yud shniyah, close to the second rainfall. Umash and Israel kfar huksha. It was planted early, is going to be hard already. A barad shovro, and the hail is going to come and break it. And Israel b'shia, but those that were planted on the second, rain season, adayin rachu, are still soft. They don't nishba b'shul abarad, and will not break due to the barot. Kini shemar v'apishto v'asoira dukosta v'achita v'kusemes loynoku. Remember by the bamak of barot, the pasuk says that the soft ones didn't break, but the hard ones already, they came and they smashed, and they broke it. Okay. Let's see here. By the wind, it's yashidophone. So, malka harach, it destroys the soft, v'eina Mishade fakasha, the winds are not able to get to the strong plants and plantings, mm-hmm. but they are able to uproot these soft ones. So Alma Yadi, don't we see that they know the Varma Murim Bein Achayim? Words that are said amongst the live are known. If the words are known, then certainly you shouldn't be waving tzitzis in their faces either in the basic forest. Right? It's Laig L'Rash. Okay, and the answer is L'chotzer, that's Viter. Okay, we caught up on the Rashis. Let's keep going. Toshma. 1, 2, 4 wide lines. 4 wide lines down. Toshma. This right? Is that what we're up to? Yeah. Okay. The Ziri having Mafkid Zuze.
Second set of wide lines. Put it down.
Yeah. The wide one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Toshma. Okay. I think the bigger Gemara is, I think, a little bit easier, but okay, you didn't like it.
But what is it even showing? What is it showing that they know?
Well, it's the Havamina was that she knew that there was a conversation amongst the living that your daughter is buried with the reeds. Right, so it showed that they're aware of it. You know, I mean, it doesn't say they know everything, but they certainly know something, so if they know that, shouldn't you... Again, there's a fundamental principle. Are we concerned about their feelings or not? And the chayre, we should be concerned. So the Gemara says, still no raya.
And that was masa with the neshama, of course, had to, the neshama, when it leaves the body, goes up to Shemayim.
But again, which part of the neshama? What's, again, there are different levels. These are, I mean, I can't really explain it because I'm not aware of exactly why. I can't tell you what the nefesh and the neshama and the ruach are and how they're different and what stays and what doesn't stay. And you know, I can't tell you that. But they do say there are things that stay below and things that go up. Maybe everything goes up later. Like I said, it's not so clear. Toshima. The good news is eventually we find out. That's I guess the good news. Hopefully after 120 years. Okay. Toshma, fourth wide line.
So we were talking about whether the mason knows things about other people, right? So we're not really in the conversation about whether they know that someone's dragging tzitzis on their kever. That, I think that, didn't we already, I mean, we're,
It could be.
Right,
I mean,
to say that maybe they know about themselves, but not about others, right?
Well, that was Gemara's right. That was the Gemara's. That was Gemara's resolve of that issue. That it's clear. Remember, we had that stira. The Gemara answered. They know
about themselves. So as far as the tzitzis, that was like, I think that was like long done. Like, yeah, we know they know about themselves.
It could be. It's not, I mean, nobody said it clearer, but I mean, that's what I said when I learned it. When I just said it, right? I think that's. But again, it doesn't mean that we're happy. No, that doesn't mean we're not trying to move beyond that. You know, and maybe show that they actually even know what's going on amongst other people. But again, maybe the reason why is because I'm not sure. Is tzitzis on a kever the same as worms on your skin or not? You know, could be. I mean, I guess if it's not, then we haven't really defended Reb Chiya then. I guess you're assuming, that's what I assumed as well. That
I thought we were starting out with Bnei Reb Chiya, not with the Kreisa, and then they said, you know, our father must know that we're in pain, and they were saying, well, of course he must know in pain, because you see that the Mesim have tsar from X, Y, and Z, right? He said, no, that's their own pain. And then we go and prove, and then we have this sort of story from the Chassid that, you see, they know about other people too.
Right.
And then we said, no, that they didn't know that. It's just that someone else told them after.
Right. So, but you're saying at this point, it would still be clear that on the issue of Loa Glorash, that they are aware of tzitzis. Right. I mean, I'm assuming the same thing. And so, I mean, the question is, if they're aware of tzitzis, and that's all that we really need to know for our Gemara, how come we care about other people's knowledge? And the answer is, well, just once we're in the sugya, we want to get it straight. How much do they know? That's what I'm assuming. I assume the same way. No, it's not 100% clear. The Gemara doesn't say it like clear as day, but that's what I'm assuming, that this is really what Rav Chaya Demille says. As far as Reb Chiya's position, it's already been defended. The fact that they know their own pain with the worms, then that's enough for us to be concerned and be sensitive to the idea of not waving tzitzis in their faces in the basic verse. Okay. Let's keep going. Toshima. So we're still at that fourth wide line. Toshima. The Ziri have a mafkid zuze gabe ushpazichta. Okay, there was Ziri, the great Amira, once deposited some money by a female host of Best Western. Okay, ad asiv azul bei Rav, Shiva. As he went to Yeshiva to learn, in Yeshiva of Rav, she passed away. Azul basra l'chotzimoves. So again, don't ask what this means. So I need to find where my money is. So if she's already passed away, what do you need to do? So, and do not mistake this for a seance, because we don't believe in seances. But he went after her to the gate or the mechitza, the chotzer, the courtyard of death. Okay, so if you want to find out, let's go to the courtyard of death. Don't ask me what address that is and where in the Compton that's located. I don't know, but he went after it to the courtyard of death. Amla Zuze Hecha, and says, "Lady, okay, you found an inopportune time to pass away. Where's my money?" Okay, Amrale. So she answered back, "Zil Shakilnu Mituse Bitsinura de Dasha Bidud Palon." So go and get it from underneath the certain pivots, whatever the sockets of the door, whatever, in a certain place by a certain doorpost, underneath in a certain place, bedud palon, in the beduch palon, in that certain place. Okay, and once you're going to get the money, do me a favor. Please tell my mother to shodli masrikoi vugufsoi de kuchla, send me my comb. And clearly, again, we're talking about spiritual realm, so we can't really understand this at face service because she's not combing her hair in the next world. So she taught to shodli masrikoi, okay, send me my comb vugufsoi de kuchla and a tube of sort of what is called this stuff you paint your face with, mascara, or some kind of mascara, some kind of rouge. V'guvsoi de kuchla bahade palnisa dasi l'mocher. And send it with the neighbor, whatever her name is, and she's coming tomorrow. Okay?
She's dying tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so Alma, what do you see? If she's saying send that stuff with Joanne tomorrow, Alma, Yodi, okay, they know. So again, they seem to be very aware of what's going on. Dilma, Duma, Kadim, Umachrud. It's not a riot, because there is this demon called Duma, that's a spirit that sort of announces, you know, to whether you have to clear the bleacher seats or the box seats or whatever, you know, that somebody's coming tomorrow. So maybe it was Duma who made the announcement, and that's how they know. It doesn't mean that they actually know what's going on. Any Rashi? Yeah, Masrik Shali, my comb. Gufsa Akana, it's like a reed. Ubishvil Shemesa Yolda, Omer Kain La'agmas Nefesh. Bishvil Shemesa Yolda.
She was young when she died.
So, what's the point? So she's saying this because of her aggravation?
Yeah, she was upset about that. She missed out on.
Oh, so in other words, the comb and the maru and the mascara was a sign that I still had years to live. So
that's the art school translation of that Rashi.
Interesting. Okay, not bad. Okay, so Bahade. So you know, fine. Okay, that's Viter. Bahade. I don't know. Bahade Palnisa the Asil Marchul Kfura. She's coming tomorrow to get buried. Al Miyadi Mashaisin. So next Rashi, we see that they know what the Sheyadazu Shazu. She knows that this woman is about to die and going to be joining her. So don't you have a riot that they are very much aware, even for other things, even not just for themselves? The answer is Dilma Duma Malach Shuhu Mamuna Alamesim. It's the angel that has been appointed over death. Kadamu Machrislu, okay, preceded the whole situation and made an announcement. Akshav Yavai Plenty. Somebody's coming soon. But other things going on in the world, they are not aware. Okay, so do they know that Trump is now the president-elect? We don't know. Now we don't have no proof. Okay, let's go weiter. Toshma, another proof. We're still trying, right where we left off, about 8 lines down. Toshma, Davod Shmuel, Havikamafkadi Gabei, Zuze Diasmi. The father of Shmuel had orphans' money deposited by him. Kinoch Nafshe, okay, when he passed away, Lavi Shmuel Gabei. Shmuel was not there, was not with him. Hevikakarlu Bar Ochel Zuze Diasme. They called him, they gave him a new nickname. You're the son of the one who eats orphans' money. Because they have the money. No one knew where it was. No one knew where the father Shmuel put it away. And they were upset. So Shmuel was not happy that he had a new nickname. Okay. Ozla Basra Luchatzumavis. So again, he also took a direct flight to the courtyard of death to talk to his father. Papi, Abba, where's the cash? So Amulu Biina Abba. So I guess there was somebody there who was a guard, saying, "What would you like, Shmuel? What do you need?" So I need to speak to my father. I need to speak to Abba, my daddy. So Amrali Abba Tuva Ika Hocha. Abba's not going to cut it. You know how many Abbas we have here? Okay? So you got to be a little bit more specific. Amrulu Biina Abba Bar Abba. I need Abba, the son of Abba. Apparently Abba's father is also called Abba. So I guess this Abba maybe was even his, you know, I don't know, that was a name, Abba, because that's also a name. So Amrulu Abba Bar Abba Nami Tuva Ika. That's also not going to cut it. We have Abba with a lot of Sfardim here, Abba Bar Abba. Okay, they called the father, you know, they called the kid after the father. So that also doesn't tell me anything. Amrulu Dina Abba Bar Abba Avu de Shmuel. I need Abba Bar Abba, who's the father of Shmuel. Okay. Hecha, where is he? Amrulu, so they told him, Salka Soliklam is sifted to Rakia. He's already gone. Okay, he had the direct flight out of here to the heavenly abode. So he's gone. Okay, Chazil Levi. So Shmuel sees Levi, the Yasvi Avroi, who's sitting on the outside of whatever group was in that courtyard of death. Levi's a little bit on the outside, not on the inside. Amla Mayasaf Avroi. Okay, my time, why are you sitting outside? Maybe you're not, you know, you're not on the next train out of here, or next plane out, my time lost lakta. How come you haven't gone up to the heavenly yeshiva up there in Shemayim where you belong, Levi? That's one of the great Amoraim. So how come you're not there? Why are you sitting sort of on the outside? Amalei, the Amrali, because they told me, Kol Kihanoch Shnei, the Los, Kol Kihanoch Shani, the Los Salikos, the Masifta, the Rabbi Ofes. Okay, he says, you have to stay here as long for the amount of years that you did not go to the yeshiva of Rafes, and he wanted you as a Talmud. He was anguished by your absence. He wanted you to learn from him. He had a lot to teach you, and you decided to stay in a different yeshiva. So because you gave him Agmas Nefesh, lo manin lecha masif derikia. So for that amount of time that you caused him that aggravation, you're not going up. So I'm going to be here for a while because it was a little bit of time that I didn't go there, so I have to pay the price. So in the meantime, while he's talking to Levi, the guard got the father of Shmuel. Adachi vachi asavua. So Shmuel sees his daddy in the Masifta in the chotzer of Maves and in the courtyard of death. Chazi devi kabachi v'achich. He saw him crying and laughing at the same time. Amalei, my time of kabachis, what are you crying about? Amalei, the la'agel causes, because you are coming very soon. Okay, I'm going to have some company, and Shmuel, you're coming soon, so that causes me great distress that you're dying, I guess, younger than he thought. Okay, so my time of achichis, so why are you laughing? Why are you smiling? The chashivta b'hai al matuba, because you're very chashiv in this world. So it's very reassuring to me. It gives me a big smile on my face to get the nachas to know that in the world of truth you are very respected. Amalei I chashivna. So if I am so chashiv na'ilei le'levi, okay, then let's get Levi up there where he belongs. Okay, because I don't want him to wait all that time. If I have some clout in the next world, I want to use my clout to get Levi up there right now. And sure enough, Vailu Levi shows you when you got some power and you know the right people, then you got protects you. So Levi ends up going up to the Masifta de Rikia. I'm sure he waved goodbye. So he says, Amma le zuze di asmehe chosotati. I need to know, where is the money of the assignment? We need to give it to them, and you never told me where it was, and you passed away before anybody else found out where. Amalei, so he answered back, Zil shekilna ba'amso derichaya, okay, go, at the bottom part of this mill, okay, I hid the money in there, underneath this mill, okay, this grinder thing. Eloi v'tisoy didon, now the money is in a three-pile situation. So there's an upper, there's a lower, and there's a middle. Eloi v'tisoy didon, the upper money and the bottom money are ours. Mitzoy diasme, and the middle money belongs to the Yisomim. Arma lei my time of the Sachi. And he said to him, why did you do it this way? Why did you, Dafka, put in the middle of two other monies? A Malay, so he told me, I had a cheshbon. Iganuve ganve, if people are going to come and steal the money and find it, Megavi Medidon. The chances are they're going to grab the top money first. So at least there's a chance that the Yisraelim's money is going to be saved. He'll just put his hand into the mill there or whatever and only take the top money. So I got a better chance of protecting the Yisraelim's money. Yochla Aaron, if something's going to come from the bottom of the ground and eat away at the money, then Ochla Medidon also, right? So the middle money is the most protected from the top and from the bottom. It's in the safest place. So what do we see from here? Alma Diyadi. Okay, don't we see from here that indeed they know what's going on in the world because he knew that he was going to die, right? He knew that Shmuel was going to die. So they know. So Shani Shmuel, Kivin the Choshev, Kodmu Machrezeh. Okay, that's not a raya because since Shmuel was a choshev, they must have made an announcement earlier and said, Panu Mokom. Okay, go clear the place. Go clear the place. So, let's do a couple of Rashis here.
They could have said the same thing as before. It was just the announcement.
Yeah, true. I guess big. No, but maybe the difference might be, I'm just saying off the top of my head, maybe I'm not sure if Rashi deals with this, but he was already in Masifta Derekiah.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it could be that, you know, that announcement only the lower people here, but that, you know, the big announcements of the Choshver people, you know.
They're
all passed away. Okay. But Ina Abba, Mavakesh Ani is Abba, Kacha Yishmo. So his name was Abba. He didn't mean father. His name was Abba. Omle Hamesim Nigulo Kilu Heim Chutz Mikivreim Vyoshim Bagula. So he says, the Mason were revealed to him as if they were sitting around their graves and sitting in a circle. So, but Levi was outside the circle. Zechariah Shmuel, Levi, Chaveir Shle Yosef Chutz Yeshiva Shle Shar Mesim. He was outside of the that inner circle. Kol Kianach Shani Mispar Shanim Shlo Nichnas B'Yeshivas Shel Rabbi Ofes Pesachlus Ksuvus Parakanoisus Isha. Those years I didn't go to learn by Rabbi Ofes is going to sort of be my punishment here that I've got to sit around. Chazi Shmuel Lavua de Kor Bochi V'Chayach. He saw him laughing and crying at the same time. The Lagalasya V'Mehera took over. I know that you're going to be quickly buried. Ba'Amsa de Rechaya Kobinyan Moisha of Harichayim Kori Amas Harichayim. Every the bottom, I guess, the one that's set, the mill that's set on the ground is called an Amas Harichayim. Alma Yodi Mi Choshev Bein Achayim. They see who's Choshev. That means they know who's Chashev. He says it a little bit differently. He knows who's Chashev. Right? Because that's the Rashi learned. The right was, how did he know that you're considered esteemed in the next world? The father Shmuel knew that he was esteemed. Okay? So it's a Raya that they knew. And the Torah says, no, they made a special announcement about him, and that's how he knew that he was esteemed. This wasn't the issue of dying, per se. Sorry. It wasn't the issue of dying. It was the issue of that he was Chashev. Although, but also it could have